Hello, I'm Armand Butera, and welcome to the Doc Talk podcast. Our guest today is Dr. Jonathan Silverberg, who speaks on the FDA approval of tralokinumab for the treatment of adult patients 18 years and older with moderate to severe atopic dermatitis. Tralokinumab is the first and only biologic approved by the FDA that binds to and inhibits the IL-13 cytokine, which is noted as a key driver of signs and symptoms atopic dermatitis. The treatment was approved for patients whose disease are not adequately controlled with topical prescription therapies, or when such therapies are not advisable. Additionally, tralokinumab can be used with or without the aid of topical corticosteroids. This approval was made based on safety and efficacy results from the extra trials 1, 2, and 3, which were all phase 3 trials that included nearly 2,000 adult patients with moderate to severe atopic dermatitis. He details the latest phase 3 data from the extra trials, as well as the burdens of atopic dermatitis and the future of tralokinumab. Let's tune into that conversation now. So before we discuss the extra trials 1, 2, and 3, I was hoping that maybe you could talk about the burden of this disease and how that informed these phase 3 trials.
Sure. The atopic dermatitis is a very burdensome disease, both to patients at an individual level and to the population as a whole. It is a chronic disease that is can be very debilitating, particularly in its moderate to severe forms. It's associated with, intense itch, skin pain, sleep disturbances, mental health issues like depression, anxiety, concentration issues, and a variety of other downstream challenges that come up. So, it's something that, and for many patients, it's a lifelong or at least a many years long disease. And so really need, safe and effective therapies to try to achieve long-term control of the disease.
I appreciate you beginning with that. And we did report on this study, but I was hoping maybe you can go into some of the details about the extra trials.
Sure. extra one, well, so there's three extra trials, extra 1, 2, and 3. They're all phase 3 randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trials, which studied the approved dose of tralokinumab. It's the 600 milligram loading dose and 300 milligrams every other week. Extra 1 and 2 were monotherapy studies, so no background topical corticosteroids were allowed throughout the studies. Extra 3 allowed for concomitant use of topical corticosteroids as needed in all the treatment arms. And across all three trials, ABRI monotherapy or in combination with topical corticosteroids met the co-primary endpoints of the investigator's global assessment score, clear, almost clear, with a 2-grade improvement, and also the EASI-75, which is a 75% improvement of the eczema area and severity index from baseline, and many other secondary and exploratory endpoints, including significant reductions in terms of itch and other patient symptoms and sleep disturbance and a variety of other endpoints.
It's fantastic news. And I wanted to talk about this briefly. I felt that it was important. This is currently the only biologic and the first of its kind to be approved by the FDA that binds and inhibits the IL-13 cytokine. Could you maybe explain why this is important for the management of atopic dermatitis?
Sure. That is correct. ADBRY is the first biologic approved that specifically inhibits the IL-13 cytokine. So IL-13 is recognized as a key cytokine in the pathogenesis of atopic dermatitis. And really recent research has suggested that IL-13 may play a more dominant role than other cytokines in the pathogenesis of atopic dermatitis. Selective inhibition of IL-13 by ADBRY was shown to be both highly effective and have an outstanding safety profile in the clinical trial. So, we're excited because, ADBRY is an important addition to our therapeutic armamentarium for patients with moderate to severe atopic dermatitis who already had an inadequate response to topical therapy. And I think that, we always welcome new additions to treating this difficult to treat patient population.
With the announcement last week, Leo Pharma mentioned that tralokinumab could be used with or without the aid of topical corticosteroids. HCP Live has reported on tralokinumab in the past months, with one recent German study suggesting that it should be used with topical corticosteroids. I was wondering how that change kind of came about recently.
Yeah, I'm not sure it really signals a change per se. I think it's just a reaffirmation of what we've seen from the clinical trials. Adbry was studied both as a monotherapy in extra one and two without the topical steroids, but was also studied, as I mentioned already, in the extra three study with topical steroids. And, while Adbry hit all of its endpoints across all those studies, the efficacy achieved with Adbry was greater in extra three with the combination topicals than in extra one and two as the monotherapy, which I think supports the recommendation to use Adbry in conjunction with topical corticosteroids and perhaps other prescription topical therapies in the real world. I don't think that the combination should be limited to steroids. Honestly, it could be used with any prescription or over-the-counter topical therapy. But this is really consistent with what we've seen really for every therapy, right? I mean, ideally, patients would love to be able to use it as monotherapy. And when they're doing really well on the drug, one of the first things they're going to do is to discontinue the use of the topicals. But we see that there is that synergistic effect that when we use topicals, we get additional benefit above and beyond using the systemic agent as a monotherapy.
Thank you. And to kind of end off on a broad question, I was wondering what you would like to see as the future of this biologic. What are you hoping to see in future studies?
It's a great question. I mean, look, Adbry was just approved, a few weeks ago in the U.S. by the Food and Drug Administration. And, we look forward to being able to prescribe it to our patients very soon. I think we want to see more, long-term safety data in the real world and observation and all those data are coming. But right now, the thing I look forward to most is getting my hands on it and being able to use it in my patients.
We'd like to thank Dr. Silverberg for participating in today's show. If you want more dermatology news, make sure to follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. We'll be back with a new episode of Doc Talk this Thursday. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and thanks for tuning in.